Welcome to United Voices, the podcast from United Way Waterloo Region Communities, where we amplify the stories of those creating lasting impact in our community. My name is Jill Laurie, and I'm part of the United Voices team. In this episode, my colleague Brooke Ferreira has the honor of speaking with Babur Maladin, CEO of Reception House Waterloo Region, an organization dedicated to supporting refugees as they build new lives here in Waterloo Region. Babur's own lived experience as a refugee gives him a unique and powerful perspective on what can be accomplished when someone feels safe, welcome, and supported in a new country. His journey and the work of Reception House reminds us that a warm welcome can change lives and is an important part of building a stronger community for everyone. Let's dive into this conversation.
Thank you so much for being with us today, Babur. We're really excited to get to talk to you and to learn a bit more about what Reception House does in our communities and how you work with refugees and newcomers to the region. So to start off, can you share a bit about your background and what led you to your role as CEO of Reception House?
Thank you. And thank you, Brooke. I was born in Afghanistan. When I was 7 years old, because of the invasion and then the war in Afghanistan, we had to flee the country and then seek refuge in countries like Pakistan and Iran. I lived there for 10 years, and then we returned back to Afghanistan. I studied Faculty of Medicine, and then the civil war started in Afghanistan. So for the second time, we had to flee the country, and this time we chose another country called Tajikistan. It's a small country north of Afghanistan, migrated there. In Tajikistan, I lived as a refugee, but slowly I worked with nonprofit organizations there. We built schools and then training centers for refugees and children. In 2002, before coming to Canada, I built another school in Afghanistan with the new government. When I arrived in Canada in 2002, I continued my journey in social service and working with nonprofits and studying social service and working in this sector for many years after I arrived here. In 2011, I was appointed as executive director at Jane Alliance Neighborhood Services. It's a local nonprofit charitable organization in Toronto. And there, under my leadership, this local organization transformed from a small charitable organization to a multi-service agency providing services to all residents of Toronto West area. In 2022, I joined Reception House as a CEO, and since then I'm working as a Chief Executive Officer at Reception House Waterloo Region.
That's amazing. I didn't know that you had so much experience in this sector. So just to get a little bit more information about your work and your personal experience, what inspired your passion for refugee support and community building?
Sure, thank you. My passion comes from lived experience. I know firsthand that what it feels like to leave behind everything, your home, your education, your dreams, and start from scratch in a new place. I also know how powerful it is when someone says you're welcome here, you matter, and we believe in your potential. Throughout my journey from refugee to community leader. I have seen how much refugees can offer and when they are given a fair chance. My goal has always been to create those chances for others who are starting over, whether it's through building schools, offering meaningful, critical services to refugees and newcomers, or creating inclusive spaces. I have dedicated my life to helping people not only survive, but thrive, and to helping communities see refugees and newcomers, not as a burden, but as a gift.
Thank you so much. Now that we've learned about your background, can we talk a bit about the organization that you lead? So, for those who might not be familiar, can you share what Reception House is all about and the role it plays in our community?
Reception House Waterloo Region was founded by some members of Mennonite Church here in Waterloo and Kitchener. And for the last 37 years, we were providing and then supporting services, providing services to government-assisted refugees, thanks to IRCC, Immigration Refugee Citizenship Canada, for its financial support, but also the community members who supported Reception House over 37 years. We welcome about 14,000 government-assisted refugees, and we help them, we support it, and settle them in our region. We have two main programs. One is a RAP, a Resettlement Assistance Program. And under that, we provide temporary accommodation when they arrive. Our team help them with community navigation, life skills training, orientation. But also, we help them with securing a permanent accommodation. Our housing team help them to secure a permanent accommodation. Once they exit our temporary accommodation, we continue supporting these refugees with their case management, with their medical needs, but also any other needs that they may have here to help them settle and integrate, employment services, but also other services that we provide.
That's amazing. Thank you so much for giving us a picture of what Reception House does. And a lot of other organizations in the region support with like transitional housing, employment skills. So can you maybe share a little bit about what makes Reception House unique and how you specialize in providing services to refugees and just like a little thought experiment? If you could answer the question, what are some of the key challenges that traditional shelter services might overlook when working with refugee claimants?
Thank you. So, settlement and integration is not one organization's work. It's a collaboration of efforts and then working together with all partners in our sector in settlement, but also non-settlement sector to ensure that refugees, when they arrive here, they have a safe place to live, and then their children can get registered in the schools, and they can find a job, so they can thrive. With the challenges with housing, our team that are experienced individuals that they build relationship with landlords over the years, and I'm one of the successful stories that we have. We have landlords that they were refugees and they were Reception House clients, and they came through Reception House, and now they're landlords, and they're coming back and giving to the community. So we help these individuals based on a relationship that we built with the landlords in the community. Now, one thing which you mentioned about refugee claimants and the shelter system. We believe refugees, they're not homeless. They're new to the country, and they need support to navigate the community, navigate the system, find the right resources to help them settle and integrate into our community. Putting them into a shelter and consider them as homeless, I think that's probably not the right thing to do. They need support, as I mentioned, to connect with landlords and then to find a place to live. We are expanding our services to all refugees, including supporting for refugee claimants. As I said, working with other organizations in our community that they support refugees and other vulnerable immigrants.
Thank you for that answer. Like you mentioned, you don't consider like refugees coming here as homeless, and that really resonated with me. So I was wondering if you can expand a little bit more on can you walk us through when someone comes to Canada and then accesses your services? Can you walk us through the services that you would support them with? So relating to families, like schools, getting legal documentation.
Sure. So government-assisted refugees, they're individuals that they are their case was approved by immigration, by IRCC, and they were distanced to our location. So we are one of the RAP centers, one of the 47 RAP centers in Canada, and then the only one in Waterloo region. We receive government-assisted refugees when they arrive so from the airport. They come to our, if they were distanced to Waterloo and Kitchener area, they arrive here at our temporary accommodation. They stay there for about 25 to 28 days. And our team, they help them to get their SIM cards, social insurance number, a bank account. They open their bank accounts, and we provide them information and orientation. And as I mentioned, we support them with community navigation, connect them to the resources that are available in the community, and secure an accommodation after we provide all these services. And then they move out to their permanent accommodations, and we continue supporting them through our case management program.
So, beyond direct support, there's also a broader community impact when refugees are given the tools they need to thrive. From your perspective, what happens when refugee claimants are connected with the right supports early on?
As I mentioned, we have seen in our community. A lot of these refugees and immigrants, they arrive here with skills and experience and education. And how we use or how we connect them to the community and how we utilize their skills is crucial. Well, one of the challenges that refugees they have and the clients that we serve is as you know, language barrier. And our employment team, they were able to connect and work with some employers in our region that they're willing to hire those refugees that they do not speak English fluently. And we created some job opportunities for some of these individuals who are interested to work here and try, because settlement and integration is all about helping individuals utilize unlock their potentials. And a lot of these refugees, they come here, they are resilient, they're skilled, and they're educated. But if we are not using these talents, and these individuals, if they cannot find the right place to work, they may not thrive, and they may face some, challenges with their integration.
There's a lot of discrimination for refugees without people advocating for them. So, for example, I've heard stories of people trying to get housing and then they find out that they're a refugee and then they're just like, actually, no. And with employment, for example, like you said, people don't want to hire refugees or people that don't speak the language. Why not?
Yeah, that's a very interesting point, because we had some employers that at the beginning they were reluctant to hire refugees, and then we advocated and we work with employers to educate them that these individuals, they're internationally trained individuals, they're professionals, and they have their resilience, hardworking individuals. And once they hired the first refugees, now they're calling a reception house and they're asking for more refugees to come and work with their company. The same thing with landlords. So, some landlords at the beginning, they were not renting their apartments to refugees. Now, every day we get calls and emails from landlords, individuals, asking, if we have clients, if we have refugees that they want to rent their buildings, their apartments, they're willing to rent them because they said refugees, they never miss their payment, their rent. And the experience that they had with refugees was very positive, and that's why they're coming back. These are examples that shows that if we educate and advocate the community, they understand that these individuals coming here, they're hardworking, they're resilient, and they're coming here to build their life, and then they will work much harder than anyone else here for their family and for their children. They went through a very difficult life back home. Some of them, they lived in refugee camps for many years, and when they're given a chance, when they're given this opportunity, they will do everything and anything possible to make sure that their family and their children are settled and are successful.
I was just wondering if you could share some of the biggest myths that you come across about refugees and how you respond to those myths.
Yeah, I'm sure. Refugees are not working, and then at the same time we hear refugees are taking our jobs, and I'm always wondering if they're not working, how they get our jobs. The fact is that 25% of our labor is coming from a labor force is coming from refugees and immigrants. But when you walk on the street and you see all these local businesses, restaurants, stores, supermarkets, that they are, the owners are refugees and immigrants. We have lots of our clients that they came through reception house. Now they open their own businesses and they're hiring, they're creating jobs and they're hiring refugees and other residents. When we go to schools, we see immigrants and refugees. When we go to hospitals and then construction sites and then everywhere we go, we see individuals, they're working and their background, if you ask it, they were either refugees or they were children of refugees and immigrants. 100% of our population growth is from immigration, and then they also contribute socially and culturally. We look at how diverse this country is, and thanks to immigration and refugees' contribution, they made significant impact in our diversity.
Looking ahead, what's your vision for the future of refugee settlement in the Waterloo region?
Well, as a reception house, our vision is to expand our programs and services to all newcomers and all immigrants, and this is what we are planning. We have our 5 years strategic plan approved by board of directors, and we are executing that plan, and that's to improve the quality of our services, diversifying our funding and financial sustainability, and improve the quality of our service, but also community collaboration and leadership, working with other partners in our community. I believe that we can create a welcoming and inclusive environment if we work together.
Refugees are not a burden, they're a gift to our community. Their resilience, skills, and contributions enrich our society in countless ways. Thank you for joining us for this conversation with Babour Malladin. Your support for United Way Waterloo Region Communities helps fund the critical network of organizations like Reception House that make a difference every day. Join us next time to learn more about the incredible work your donations make possible and the people whose lives are transformed through our collective support. Until then, remember, United is the way to build a community where everyone belongs.